Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but as I always say every week, the star of our program is a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the football legend, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
We're several weeks into the NFL season.
Oh, yeah.
We're in NFL season. We haven't had anyone come close to a safety, let alone two.
You're absolutely right.
See,
this will last as the talk of time. Also, what will stand the triumph of time is our buddy Bill Shatner went up into outer space. How about that this week?
Huh? I can just see Bill mooning the moon.
Well, he said he was nervous.
Yeah.
He said, you know, when they had those delays in there, you start to think, well, what's going on? And your stomach starts to gurgle a little bit. I would have told you, I'd have changed my spacesuit a couple of times.
Well, you know, actually, it's kind of like a Disney ride, isn't it?
Well, I thought about that. If you're into, like, the Disney rides. However, when you get to be, like, 90 like Bill is, or even like I am, a little younger, but not much, you know, you got to walk up those stairs to get up there.
Hey, you know what's – I was just thinking about this morning.
Yes.
I think the real gag here is takeoff.
The takeoff?
Takeoff. You're sitting, you know, you're sitting at a 190.
Yep.
On the elbow, and that thing takes off. That's a thrust and a half.
Yeah.
How high does it go up? 300,000 feet
Something like that. Yeah, it goes up.
Well, they're orbiting, and they see stuff, and I'm sure that Bill – we'll get a couple of ideas for a movie, and he'll get Elon Musk to.
He just went up and he came right back down.
That's it.
Yeah,
it was kind of like a mistake, wasn't it?
Like about an 11-minute flight. You go up, you come back down, and it lands right down.
Well, he could have went to Disneyland for 11 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, and look at the long ride. He had to wait a couple of days to actually get through the queue, as they call it, to get on board the ride.
So did was anybody checking for his inoculation shots?
No, but they're checking people of the Brooklyn Nets. I think they're checking on that.
Yes, well.
We'll get to that story. We got a lot to talk about. It is the Sports Lounge, a recap of what's going on this week in sports, what's coming up in sports, what's happening today. We'll have a little bit more from Fred Dreyer and yours truly, Michael Horn, right here on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at simplysafe.com today.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Lots of stuff to talk about. As we mentioned, our buddy Bill Shatner blasting off for an 11-minute ride in space, coming back down.
Yes.
And he said it was like, he mentioned it's like life. It's like you're in the blue, the bright, the light, the blue, and then you're in the dark. So it's like 1 minute you're alive, next minute you're dead. That's how fragile things are in the world. And you kind of think about those things as you go up and come back down.
It's like being married.
I guess that could be the same thing. You could be... Jeff Bezos invited him up there. Maybe Jeff will invite you up there, and of course you'll want to take me along with you, won't you?
Well, you go where I go, pal. That's believe it. Me. And thank here's you. The other thing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the window.
You get the window seat?
I got the window seat.
Okay.
I want to look out, and I want to see it zoom by. And I'm assuming you got to wear a mask, and you can't have anything to drink on the way up.
Well, and I'm worried because if you and I go up, you get to float around in weightlessness in zero G there for, I don't know, just a few minutes. So you got to get yourself out of the seat. And they say the first reaction you have when you're weightless is you kind of flail your arms around because you have no feeling. So I'm afraid that I would start to float away.
I'm there for you, dear.
That's what I want to know, because I'd be near
the
window. And
I'm there for you.
A guy like you, the all-pro defensive end, to push me back to my seat so I can grab on. I'd probably have a rope on my seat.
I would
seat
slap
so I can
some
back.
Sense into you.
That's good.
And the slap would be in super slow motion.
Can you change your spacesuits in the spacecraft? That's what I want to
know. Well, it's like being married. I'm telling you, everything about this you've described is like my first 15 minutes of being married.
There you go. You were married for at least 30 minutes.
I was married for 30 minutes. That's right.
That's pretty good. All right. I want to remind everybody you can hear the show on Sports Byline, on SiriusXM, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio Network, also at crntalk.com. And you can get us on your you can call up the podcast of this show.
Yes. How do we do that?
If you've got an Amazon Echo or a Google Home, you say, Alexa, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Or, hey, Google, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and you can hear the show each and every week.
Can I substitute a different name than Alexa?
No.
You can't change the name. Can't we plug it? For my money, I should be able to call him Bill or Sue. Or
we have to hook yours up first.
Well.
How long ago did you receive that as a gift? 5 Christmases ago?
Hey, you know something? What I heard every time I turn around and I mention this, not only to you but to other people,
yes,
they say you got to be careful because you're being eavesdropped on.
Well, you have to turn the microphone off on it. You press the button, it shuts the
mic
off.
Yeah, well, you know how that works.
You don't trust anyone.
No, I don't trust anyone in that stuff. Yeah, I just refinanced my house.
Is that
I was a nervous Nelly because all of my information was being transported through FedEx, mail, on the computer, all kinds of my banking. And it's just until I got the title report, which showed that I have free title, that it's just me on my house,
right.
Nobody else. Nobody's tried to steal my house. No one's tried to, you know, do the things that they tell you on TV. You know, scary on TV, which, you know, I got to think that some of these things are true. People are, waking up and they realize that someone stole their house and has borrowed against
it. They take your house away. They get the deed to it.
Yeah, the title.
The title. Newt Gingrich is talking about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's the guy.
Newt Gingrich is saying, watch out.
That's the guy.
So you go to
I trust Newt to a degree.
I do, to a degree. It's good. That's good. So we've got a lot of things to talk about here on the show. And I also want to mention those of you that like to see us. We run the show on video Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. You can catch us. And we're on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com, more and more. And you can put comments up there. And we got a lot of people tuning in right now. You want to listen to where some of these people are coming from?
Sure.
All right. Well, we got, first off, let's take a look. Bernard is saying hello from Ottawa. So that's up in Canada.
Ottawa. That's the beaver capital of America, isn't it?
I think so. Hope you had a great Columbus Day, he says. Bruce is saying hi from New Mexico. Nikki from Nebraska saying hi.
Oh, thank you.
Ray is saying hello from beautiful Connecticut. 6 years he was in Boca Raton with a great governor. One word why I moved back to a blue state with a million taxes. Grandkids.
Oh, that's a good reason to do. Believe me, forget the financial remunerations that you have to shell out. It's always great. If I could be with my grandkids, I would.
Yep. Kelly says hello from Pennsylvania. Cowboys won again. Cowboys looked pretty good, Fred, last weekend. Did you catch some of those games?
Jerry Jones must be handcuffed to the steering wheel of the bus every Sunday to get him out of the way from making decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get him out of the way.
It's really something, really pretty good. So that's, and now speaking of that, how about John Gruden?
How about him?
One of the great coaches, and he's gone. And I mean, people up in arms about this right now. And here's the deal. We're in such a weird time in our country because he resigned as the Las Vegas Raiders coach. They've been going well. They've been having a good season. And he resigned before he could be fired over some offensive emails that he sent a decade ago, over 10 years ago.
That's right.
Yet they're saying the lyrics at the Super Bowl halftime shows are at least equally offensive.
Exactly.
And that's why Clay Travis, you know, Buck Henry. Doing the new Rush Limbaugh show and Clay Travis. Clay, of course, an extensive background in sports, says the NFL is looking pretty hypocritical right now. He says, according to Clay Travis, every rapper the NFL has performing at the Super Bowl has more offensive lyrics than John Gruden had in his emails. How does the NFL reconcile the difference in treatment? What are your thoughts on that, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I think this is a perfect opportunity to discuss lawsuit. I think John Gruden would be interested in that process. Not so much to think that, you know, you can't do that to me, because they probably can do that to him, but the discovery that would come out of the lawsuit would be something that would contrast with what the league is saying. The league is saying, we never released any of this stuff to the public. This is outrageous, and we feel an indignation has been done that all this information unfortunately got out and hurt John's reputation. I think they released it. I think this was a beanball, and I think this is something that you might. I guarantee you, some of his. I bet you. You know who's on his side. Is Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders.
Yeah.
They're very close, and they're very good friends. And this is something that I think that Mark Davis would help him with.
Yeah, it's really something because they just it's now cancel culture in it just in defiance.
Yeah, this stinks, actually.
It really does.
The more you get into it, do you see the conflicting storylines, how they cross over.
Right.
And it's like the flu shot scam, you know.
Oh, we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm saying all of this stuff stinks, and John Gruden, forget his he has a contract. He's willing to show up every day and coach, and whatever he said in emails with people on the other end, I'd like to know who he was talking to.
Yeah, he was talking to the general manager, I guess, at the time of the president of Washington. I believe they were the Redskins at that time.
Yes, and they still should be, in my view, but that's up to them.
And you know, Clay Travis is saying, well, at the NFL, what are they looking at? Every
Bruce
rapper
Allen, yeah.
does the Super Bowl has offensive lyrics that's on in those halftime shows.
Yeah, how about those guys, those thugs, telling you that it's okay to rape women?
And what about I'm sorry? What about John Gruden saying, hey, these were personal emails between me and one other person. Who leaked them? Why were they leaked personal emails? But since they're out there, if I've offended anybody by them, I apologize. They weren't meant for the general public. They were meant between me and one other person, and that was just my communication. Why do you have the right to dig into my communication? I'm sure everybody's got something crazy in their personal communications between people, especially if they've had a few too many to drink one night.
Yeah, by the way.
This is terrible stuff.
Yeah, by the way,
yes.
Throw all the emails out that I sent you.
Okay.
Over.
You got it. They're going. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Got some people here we're going to be talking to a little bit with some, you can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. So anyway, just to finish this thing up, John Gruden resigned before he could be fired over some emails that he sent over a decade ago, 10 years ago. Clay Travis is, he's the talk show host and former sports expert. And he says, there are questions all sports media would be asking about why this guy gets fired, John Gruden, when rappers come in and say lyrics that are worse than anything you hear in some of these emails that go back and forth. And he says, these are questions all sports media would be asking if they were journalists. I have no problem with rap lyrics, by the way, just like I have no problem with Dave Chappelle's comedy routines. If I don't like something, I don't watch or listen to it. And he says, don't do it yourself. But he said, canceling performers you don't like is an antithesis of America's marketplace of ideas. And he says, and let's not forget about Deshaun Watson, the standout quarterback who continues
how about that guy?
To collect a paycheck from the Houston Texans for just standing on the sideline, even though he's been accused of sexually assaulting 24 women. Because Watson's currently eligible to play in the NFL, yet John Gruden was just forced to resign as a coach because of years-old derogatory emails. Actions used to matter more than words. Now it's the opposite. And finally, Clay Travis said, and by the way, I'm not saying Deshaun Watson sexually assaulted anyone, but which is the more severe potential issue? The guy who sent old offensive emails or the guy that may have sexually assaulted 24 women? Which would you prefer to employ if you had to choose?
That's very simple, and the choices should be made very quickly. And this whole thing, see, here's where a Republican politician could really, really save himself on the grand scale of national public.
How so?
Well, they should come out and introduce this argument that we're talking about. They should come out and they should really go to bat for John Gruden and to make and establish the hard contrast between the situation you just enumerated here on this page. And I think that not enough is being done to push back on this politic.
Everybody's
and
scared.
That's what this is. This is a politic.
They change. I've been reading about this, and they change language. So when they see like the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, what are they liberated from? Palestine never had its own state for years. They were just a group. It was just an area. It never had its own state. But yet liberation sounds great. If you talk about liberals, you talk that way, they're really radicals. They're really leftists is what they should be called if you want to change the word around, because they're changing the words on the other side. It's like if you say all lives matter, that's racist. If you say black lives matter, that's okay. It's like all this language is being changed, and no one's, like you say, standing up to say anything about it. I mean, we're discussing it here on this show, but according to Clay Travis, he says this is representative of the social media world we've we've created. We're better off being accused of actual violent crimes than sending inappropriate emails. Seems backwards to me, and it does to me, too.
Well, I don't think that the John Gruden goes along with the politic, and that was one of the major offenses when they started getting into this passing emails with Bruce Allen, who was the president of the Redskins.
Yeah.
And so
that's the guy, Bruce Allen.
Yes,
right,
Bruce Allen. By the way, his father, George, was my coach.
Oh, there you go. Him. Okay, gotcha.
So, when you start to really screw into this stuff, you have to make these points, and if you don't, you're not doing the service to the right party. You know, I want to know who blew the whistle in the league, and you can find that out. I mean by getting an attorney and doing your due diligence, because along the pathway of you doing your due diligence as the victim here, John Gruden, you can actually come up with something and get leverage on these people. I'll bet you I'd like to see if John Gruden winds up working for the Raiders in some fashion.
And why would you do it, Fred? Why would you destroy a guy's life over this? I mean, why? The guy.
Well, they hate him because he won't go along with the politic of the day. Black Lives Matter, all of this stuff. He doesn't believe in all that crap. And he's not a racist. And he has to state it that way. And it's ridiculous.
The NFL says no one played a role in the leaking of the offensive emails.
That's a lie, I believe.
I think so, too. The question now is, who did, and whether the violation of a confidential investigation process could open the door to some future legal ramifications for the league. They say two sources familiar with the NFL's investigation of the Washington football team, which ultimately churned up the derogatory emails between John Gruden and the former franchise president Bruce Allen, said a sizable number of individuals could have accessed the materials that were apparently turned over to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times last week. Among them, a handful of lawyers who were looped into the process while representing the NFL and Washington franchise during the investigation. A limited number of executives in both Washington's franchise during the area and those in the league, the limited executives in both the league and the team offices, the Washington owner, Dan Snyder, forensics auditors who extracted the emails, attorney Beth Wilkinson, who led the investigation, and potentially any employees with access to sensitive server data inside the Washington franchise. So they ripped these off the server, private emails, leaked them to the press, and got John
Gruden
fired.
That's what they did. And you can stick this right on the rear end of the NFL when they have – somebody came out and said, we didn't leak it, and we feel bad for John, but it sure definitely benefited us, you know, when it became public. You know, so
well, exactly right. And they're saying one notion that's floated around since the existence of the emails was first discovered is that someone from the NFL Players Association or an executive director, DeMarie Smith, was inside the chain of custody for the materials and had a hand.
I'm sure he was.
In leaking them to reporters.
I'd like to know that.
Me too.
I would like to know that. And he can decide what he wants to do legally. But I think he's got a big lawsuit here. And I would get an attorney, and I would absolutely do my due diligence and find out exactly what exactly specifically happened and who in there is throwing beanballs at John Gruden.
The first of Gruden's emails, which contained a racial slur apparently directed at Smith, at DeMaurice Smith, was reported by the Wall Street Journal on the same day that the head of the union faced a vote on reaffirmation as the executive director, and the email disparaging Smith turned out to merely be the first in a much broader leak that eventually included the New York Times, which showcased Gruden making an array of disparaging remarks about individuals in the NFL and the league office, notably among them NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and a handful of owners. While the content of the emails has clearly overridden the action of whoever leaked them, it still doesn't erase a looming reality. The the NFL now must be contend with here. A league-run investigation uncovered sensitive information about at least two high-ranking current or former employees, Gruden and Allen. Then a breach occurred that exposed the material before the NFL's own process of dealing with it had concluded. So that's, you're right, the investigation has to come forward.
You've got to do it, and you know, you can... you can shed some light on this that I think would be benefit for everybody. And here's the odd thing. It would be beneficial to DeMaurice Smith and the NFL Players Association.
Exactly right. And now a sub-story, the Tampa Bay Bucks, the league champions last year, they're going to remove John Gruden from their Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
He was inducted into the team's Ring of Honor in 2017.
Sure.
Over this, he's now removed.
Sure.
Does anybody really care? Let's you know,
well,
poll people.
I mean, look, if you're taking the action to do it, you know, I mean, whose idea was it to remove John from the Ring of Honor?
It doesn't say.
Who was it?
We don't know.
Well, I'd like to know that.
I'd like to know that.
I want to know that because this is a politic, my friend.
Yes, it is.
That's a politic, and it's the same politic as taking down, you know, the Robert E. Lee statue, you know.
Exactly.
And it's exactly the same language as this country is knuckling under. And, you know, again, you know, when we get into it, we'll see how it plays out with these this COVID vaccinations.
Your comments, please, if you can, go to Facebook Live. Send them to us on Wednesday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, or email us, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com. Got a couple of comments here. Nikki says, well said. Kathy's in Lawndale, and she says, hello from El Camino College. And we got some questions about some football games coming up, too. We'll get to those here in the next segment here, and also get to your emails and get some of that taken care of, too. So... it's just really, when politics leaks into sports, it's like it's sports for God's sakes. Let's throw the politics aside and just play the game. If some guy is a criminal, put him in jail. But I don't know, your own personal emails are your own personal emails.
Are we going to have a chat about Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, there's a little problem there about getting vaccinated. More politics and sports. We'll have that for you, too. Don't go wandering off. Don't forget, follow Fred on Facebook Live. He's available there. Twitter, Fred_Dryer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. And email him, FredDryer@CRNTalk.com.
Yep.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
This report is brought to you by IBM. IBM thinks quantum computing can transform the business world. It uses principles of quantum physics to deliver a leap forward in computation to solve certain problems intractable for today's computers. Many businesses are simply curious about quantum technology. Others already have quantum skills. For these businesses and all those in between, IBM has launched the Quantum Accelerator to help businesses prepare for a quantum future regardless of their level of quantum expertise. IBM's Bob Sutor.
Quantum computing will transform technology in the coming years. IBM knows not all businesses have quantum computing skills today, but we think every enterprise can benefit from quantum computation. The Quantum Accelerator offers participants access to IBM's quantum computing tools. It provides foundational and technical training to executives and workforces, and IBM quantum experts also offer their expertise and advice. We want forward-thinking enterprises to be ready for quantum computers to become ubiquitous across the world.
For more information, visit ibm.biz/IBM Quantum to learn more.
Wouldn't you like the edge when you head to your sportsbook to play today's game? Wouldn't you like to have the expertise of handicappers who specialize in the sport you are betting on? Well, you can get it at AgainstTheNumber.com. Why should the bookmakers have the advantage? Go to AgainstTheNumber.com, give yourself the advantage of highly skilled, reasonably priced sports handicappers focused on one thing, helping you beat the books. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll find numerous reasonably priced sports-specific specialist packages to help you get the edge on the sports books. So, if you're looking for a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of sports handicappers focused only on beating the books, you need to visit AgainstTheNumber.com. That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show today. Happy to have you on board. Let's get to some questions for you, Fred. We got a question here from James. He says, hello, Fred and Mike from Phoenix. Do you think the Arizona Cardinals will suffer their first defeat this weekend in Cleveland? Cleveland put up over 40 points against the Chargers and did not have a single penalty, in which they became the first team to lose when having those two stats. What are your thoughts on that, Fred?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in when you see excellence, stay with it until you don't see it or it loses.
And, yeah, I
and
agree.
So I like the Cardinals in every game until I see how vulnerable they are and how they lose. It's important to know how good teams lose.
It's one of the best games last week was that Chargers Cardinals game. Both teams deserved to win, and the Chargers pulled that one out last week.
Yeah, they were good. Well, I think they may have the best quarterback, top three quarterbacks in the game.
Pretty good game, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right, the Brooklyn Nets have made an announcement now. We're getting ready for basketball season.
Oh, boy.
They're saying that Kyrie Irving is not going to play for the Brooklyn Nets, not at all, until he is vaccinated or the city's vaccine mandate is lifted. They're quoting now, given the evolving nature of the situation and after thorough deliberation, we have decided Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he's eligible to be a full participant. That's what the Brooklyn Nets general manager, Sean Marks, said. He made an announcement in a statement on Tuesday morning. Continuing, he said, Kyrie has made a personal choice, and we respect his individual right to choose. Currently, the choice restricts his ability to be a full-time member of the team, and we will not permit any member of our team to participate with part-time availability. So Irving is reportedly unvaccinated against COVID-19, and New York City is requiring proof of at least one dose of the vaccine for entry to large indoor gatherings, a mandate that extends to the Barclays Center and their employees. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've said this before. I said this a year ago, I believe it was, in explaining why the shots, when they first started administering them, was a scam. Once you realize who owns the right to inoculate, once you understand who has the big gun in the fight, you'll understand that these shots, you know, are meant for the elderly with pre-existing health conditions, 65 and over usually. The recovery rate is 98%. That means you're not dying from it. If you have pre-existing ideas, you could probably die. You're old and you're feeble. Your immune system has been slammed to the ground for the last 30, 40 years of your life. And so those are the types of people that are dying. But a healthy person that gets it has a 98% rate of recovery. They're sick for a couple of days. You get the symptoms. And then your own immunity takes over, and you're fine.
So you get the shot, and it's basically it's a choice whether you get the shot or not, based on your own individual preference, religious stuff, in there as well when you put it together. But in this case, they're mandating it in New York, and so every member of that team has to have at least one shot to play. So it's the mandate is what I'm against. It's not necessarily the shot. It's the mandate.
Here's why that mandate, it's again, this is why people should push back, and they have.
Okay.
We just don't hear about it.
No, we don't hear
about
it.
We don't hear about all of the pushback on these shots. And you have what is called a herd immunity. That means your natural immune system is strong enough right now to combat anything, including a shot. So there's no reason for you to take, for me to take a shot so I can be politically correct and be along with everybody, when I know that in my heart of hearts, I know that the actual shots themselves are unstable. They're unstable enough for future problems. You know, there's a guy, take a look, you guys out there, get your pencil out, and Vladimir Zelenko. That's the doctor that administered President Trump
before
he left office.
Yeah, okay.
He has about an hour and 45-minute dissertation on the internet. Just Google Vladimir Zelenko, Zalenko, and you'll find out what he says is there's stuff in this shot, this batch of so-called what is it? The COVID vaccine is supposed to be healthy and is supposed to really combat getting these death-defying symptoms.
Yeah, it's supposed to cut back on the symptoms and the disease itself. Supposed to make
it not so you don't have to go to the hospital. Yeah,
yes.
They're supposed to do that.
Right.
But that's not necessarily happening. And what we don't know is how safe the actual virus vaccine specifically is. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
And if you've had COVID-19 as I did, and I've gotten checked here regularly, last time about 4 weeks ago, I still have the antibodies. And now doctors are coming on saying if you got the antibodies, a lot of them are saying that's better than the vaccine.
Well, of course, it always has been.
So the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent it. It does prevent maybe transmission, and it also makes it less powerful in your body if you do happen to get the COVID-19. But again, a lot of people that have gotten the shots have still gotten COVID-19. And, you know, so you got to make
sure. Shots are not guaranteed to work.
It's your own personal decision. I totally agree with you.
And so what you get here is Kyrie Irving, you know, is making a decision. I don't want it. And they're telling him, you have to have it. If you don't, we're punishing you. But we respect your right to choose. Well, he's choosing not to get his own immune system crashed by this vaccine shot.
Yeah, and what's going on is the team is recognizing he's got a choice, but then there's a mandate in New York that covers into Brooklyn there where they play, and so you can't enter that building.
That's a politics.
And the rule of the team is they don't want a part-time player, so now this guy's sitting out. It's like, I don't know. This is it's crazy stuff.
He's got a massive lawsuit.
So that's what I was going to ask you. When are we going to hear a case that gets into a court and maybe goes to the Supreme Court so we get a final ruling on this stuff?
Well, maybe it's coming. I don't know. Please don't ask me to explain how why we haven't heard such and such about the reporting of news.
I get it.
They kill everything. And there's people, believe me, working at this because you can't New York healthcare workers challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandate, citing Governor Hochul's remarks at a megachurch. You know, you can't have people just making it up because they happen to be a mayor or a political figure. They don't have the right to adjudicate your rights as a citizen, a sovereign citizen under God. There's no way that this thing can work. You can't tell Kyrie Irving, we're taking your money away. And that's what the government is telling the New York Nets. That's what they're telling them. You know, punish him, take his money away. If the team allows him to join the team when they play in a different state, well, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. Well, now the team is now saying, you know, it's such a disruption. We don't want you on the team. Now there's mumblings about they're going to try to trade him and get rid of the problem.
We shall see. It's a big story, and the basketball season has not even started yet.
Well, this is a huge scam, and it's done this way to control and scare the population. As long as we wear masks and knuckle under to this type of politic, we will be forever strapped to losing our freedoms.
All right, let's get to some fan mail here in the show and talk a little bit here. So Michael Caine is a reporter, Fred Dreyer, and he's been watching TV on the Charge channel. I didn't know there was a Charge, C-H-A-R-G-E.
See, there's all kinds of things we don't know about.
And he says Hunter featured former professional football player Fred Dreyer, who was so tall that co-star Stephanie Kramer had to stand on a box next to him, and their size disparity is apparent only when they walk side by side. Is that true?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it's called an apple box, and it used to be, you know, in the old early days, an apple box. You'd say, okay, we want to put Fred and Stephanie together here, so how do we do that? And I would just simply say, I don't want her standing on an apple box talking to me, you know, so let me sit on the edge of my desk while she stands up, you know, shoot the scene between us when we're about 10, 15 feet apart. You know, do something that's not standard boilerplate operation.
That's good. All right, now we've got, this is a good one here, too. We have a picture from Pam. Pamela always sends these things in to us here, and they are pretty good. So this one here is from Pamela. She says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. Sharing one of my favorite photos of you. Hard to choose. There are so many good ones. It's from an interview you did for NFL Films. Not positive the exact date, but the exclusive interview can be seen on YouTube, and it is terrific. And there's a picture of a pretty young Fred Dreyer there. Explain this one to us, Fred.
Well, I was in New York. I was headed over to Israel in 1986, and that's what this was. And I stopped off in New York. What hotel was I at? And Steve Sable, who was in charge of running NFL Films.
Right.
His father, Ed Sable. But Steve Sable was a good friend of mine, and we did a lot of things together, had a lot of fun. And he'd call me and say, hey, I'm in town here. I'll meet you. Where should I meet you? We'll get some footage on you doing some stupid stuff. I said, meet me out at Bob Hope Airport, you know. And so we would watch the airplanes come in. It's like you could touch them, you know. We had some fun doing a lot of stuff.
Who was the guy in the NFL Films that had that deep voice this week, you know?
John Facenda.
Is that John Facenda?
Yeah.
Good voice.
Yeah, he's long gone. He was great. But that was that was a fantastic experience for me to know the Sables, and it was wonderful. And this is a great little photograph. Yeah,
I like that picture.
We had conversations. We shared a lot of good memories in that interview.
Yeah, that's a good one there, and we're happy to have you with us in photograph and in person here. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back here at the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I caught the Jack Benny program last night on, MeTV or IMTV. So it's good stuff. You got to watch that show. Good things there. Welcome back to the show. We're getting to your emails here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And Michael says, oh my God, nobody on TV ever had tighter pants than Fred Dreyer.
That's true.
Loved it. How'd you get those things on, Fred?
Here's what I did.
What'd you do?
I bought jeans that didn't fit.
Yep.
Soaked them in hot water and put them on, snapped them up, and then walked around in them and did some dips in them.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Well.
Okay.
And then I stretched and did some squats. And then it was not comfortable.
I'm sure.
And then I took them off, which took a long time.
Yeah,
I took them off. It's like the Kramer Levi scene in Seinfeld.
I got you.
And then I put them out in the dryer, washed them, put them in the dryer, and then took them out of the dryer after they were blistering hot.
Yeah.
and did the same thing to him again. Put him on, and it was great. They were the shape of my lower extremities.
Never mind.
Forever.
Jay says, damn straight, Fred Dreyer, you were a badass back in the day.
Okay.
I'm telling you, too many good things going on here on the show, and we're just about out of time. I hate it when that happens. Got to get ready, and we'll say so long to Bruce, says he's got COVID information for you. Beverly says hi, and Nikki says really loves your commentary here on the show, Fred. So that's good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget, we're here every week at this time on this radio station, Sports Byline, CRN Talk, and SiriusXM. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Yes. If Bruce Allen is listening, call me.
All right. There you go, Bruce Allen. Give him a call. That's it? That's your final words?
Well,
not even so long.
I abbreviate stuff. You know, you got to be sharp to catch it.
See you next week, everybody.
See ya.